The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Hey, we're in the final hour of the show. Sweet! This is when I come alive. It's a final hour. It's almost quitting time. Sorry. We're live and local. Yes, we sure are. We're in Toledo. This hour of the Denny Schaefer Show is brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. It's Q105, 905. Sunny, nice today. 77. It's 64 right now at the Cumulus Compound. Cedar Point tickets, either to the water park or to the park. I have, I'm really struggling with the amount of texts that we've got. We're up to 29 texts.
Wow!
That want to play. How many phone calls? We
one.
Have one on hold.
That's it so far, though.
Okay. This is going to be the last time for a while that I am going to do any kind of contesting where you text it in to win. Because what we're doing is we're enabling the monster that is texting and social media.
Yes.
29 people who all have different stories and probably great stories are missing out on given the opportunity to actually be on the air, have nearly physical contact or at least connection with us.
To engage.
I like that.
You don't want to engage. So I'm here to tell you, if you want these tickets, you have a better chance to win them by actually calling your story in. Because this is, I'm not, oh, now we're up to 30.
Yeah, wow. It's just easy.
I am feeling pressure, and I don't think I can go through all 30. I can't. There's no way.
A couple, maybe.
I don't want to work that hard. I've been up a long time.
Well, you don't want to feed the beast.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Radio used to be the only outlet. Now social media has taken it over, which is why all radio stations, that's why some radio stations have to hire actors and actresses, because people just don't call anymore.
Right.
So they got to hire phony people to be on the show. And I refuse to do that. I won't do it because that's fraudulent. It's cheating.
It is.
It's wrong. So what do? Russ is like, hey, we got this new texting thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool.
It's radio.
No, it's not. It's not good. It's about communicating verbally, engaging, human to human, not you into your phone, and then you send it to me, and now we're up 31! There's 31 texts for this!
They're just in their castle on the hill.
I don't want to do it. I don't. You know, Susie's talking about how uncomfortable she is when she's at the phone store, cell phone store.
Right, yeah.
Because she feels like she's a sitting duck and bad things always happen when you're at the cell phone store.
Right.
I feel the same way. I'm getting very anxious.
Huh.
I'm very anxious.
Because you feel
the
pressure. Yeah. And then you have to decide. And radio in the old days was just, oh my gosh, people would actually have to listen and you'd have to listen to them.
Yes. Yes.
And we talk and communicate.
Yes.
Yes.
It's called communications.
And you take that away and you no longer need radio.
But they are communicating.
That's why this is the last time I'm doing it.
Oh, come on. They're communicating with you right now.
Unless you have to. Yeah, but it's a one-sided communication.
And then he's just reading. Then he's just reading.
Exactly.
It's like
that's different.
It's like, he's just reading.
It's only one sided. You might as well get out the chicken.
Well,
I'm the only one here.
Or the monkey.
I might as well get out the chicken.
If you know what, sometimes it's better to go alone.
Is it? Or I suppose we could get out the monkey.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was going to say, the monkey's going to get jealous.
All right, parents always do stupid stuff to save money, even when they don't have to. When I was in junior high, I wanted weights to bulk up for sports. My dad filled two big Folgers coffee cans with cement, stuck them on a sawed-off broom handle, and handed them to me.
That's
there you
brilliant.
Go.
It is. That's kind of funny.
That's good.
When we demolished our brick garage, my dad made us clean every brick with a pickaxe and line them up around the house for future use. It took one year of backbreaking effort, and they're still there 8 years later.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Clean every brick. And then he did nothing with them.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah,
kept
that's
him busy.
Frustrating.
Anyway. My dad used to tell me to dig a hole.
Well, that's because he just wanted you out of his hair.
Right. But it saved him money. No toys necessary. Yeah, just a shovel.
Anyway, best story. Right now.
Okay, he was a mob guy. But what else?
You have a better chance when they call the show over, you cheater, lazy
Linda.
People.
Aww.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the queue. What do you got?
My parents always tried to save money. It always backfired on them. I caught my mother in the bathroom with two ply toilet paper, and she's rolling one of the plies onto another toilet paper roll.
Oh, to save it.
Yeah, but the thing is on that is you can't fool people with toilet paper. They're gonna use more of the one ply as opposed to the two or three ply.
Exactly.
So your mom wasted her time.
Yeah, but she felt like she was.
But I like that, Mike. Good story. Yep. We'll let you know if you win.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. All right, Shannon, on the queue. What's your story about saving money?
Well, actually, it's not my mom, but it was my grandmother.
Either way, it works.
Because she used to really worry about using the money for things like laundry. So she had a habit of wearing clothes, including underwear, and then you would turn the underwear inside out and wear them again before you washed.
Stop. Your grandmother actually did that?
Yeah.
Well, it's that formaldehyde. To save money.
Oh, man, that formaldehyde smell must have been rank.
Yeah. I mean, you hear stories about people saying they do that, but your grandma actually did it.
Oh, yeah.
I like that story. Wow. See? See how much more fun this is than just listening to you reading stupid texts?
Right.
Huh.
Better than the text.
It is, Shannon. Thank you. We'll let you know if you win.
Thank you, Shannon.
Say bye. Call the show right now, 419-240-1055.
Q105 weather from the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center. DunnChevy.com, where a great deal is a done deal. Chevy, find new roads.
Sunshine today and tomorrow, a high of